Well, welcome back to That Church Podcast, or sometimes some of you are looking at this on our website through our video series for all of our pro members. So we are welcome. And we're just going to start that over again. We're just going to, because we
really, can't. Really just roll with it.
We're just really going to start that over again.
Wow.
Yeah. Waiting for the screen to change, but it just didn't. So it threw me off. All right. So we'll try this again.
You're listening to That Church Podcast with Justin Dean and Van Baird. We help digital communicators tell the best story the church has to tell. Learn more about our conference, regional workshops, and online training and resources at thatcc.com.
Well, welcome back into That Church Podcast, where we help digital communicators tell the best story the church has to tell. Hey everyone, my name is Van Baird, and I'm one of the co-founders, along with Justin Dean, of That Church Conference. In today's episode, we're joined by our buddy Matt Morrison. Matt's a 32-year-old founder of Church OS, which is based in Vancouver, Canada. He lives there with his wife, Chelsea, and their two daughters. And for the past 7 years, Church OS has focused on helping churches set up some great websites. And I think you're really going to enjoy our conversation with Matt on a super simple solution for your email newsletter that we bet you've never thought of and are going to completely facepalm over once you hear about this idea. But before we get to that, as this podcast episode goes up on iTunes, That Church Conference is gearing up for our second intensive workshop in the great city of Chicago. It's this Tuesday, April 25th. So what's that? We're less than 6 days away at this point. I'm from South Carolina, so I don't do math really well, but I think that's right. We're going to be at Soul City Church with a room full of church communications folks, doing what we do best, which is helping digital communicators tell the best story the church has to tell. Well, what is a one-day intensive workshop? Well, I'm glad you asked. We've got four phenomenal speakers. All of these speakers are basically doing probably what you do at your local church if you're interested in this podcast and interested in our website. Lauren McAllister is the social media manager for First Baptist in Jacksonville, Florida. Her topic, Down the Rabbit Hole, Turning Negative Social Conversations into Positive Ones. Have any of you guys experienced that on Facebook or Twitter? People just randomly leaving negative comments. She'll be helping you deal with all those. Mark McDonald is a church brand strategist. His company is Be Known for Something. His talk will be on ways to know whether your church brand will succeed and, more importantly, how to fix it. Then we've got Ben Stapley. He is the creative arts pastor at Liquid Church. His topic, processing church communication requests. Hopefully so many of us can relate to that. You get in on Monday and there's just a ton of requests on your desk for things to go up on the website or on the social media account. So how do you process that? He's going to go over that. And then Danny De Los Reyes is the media pastor at North Place Church, and he's going to be talking on creating and sustaining a thriving volunteer culture in your department. And he, of all people, is probably the best to do this. When you hear his story of how little amount of volunteers he had to the amount he has now, such a well-qualified guy to be leading that talk. Well, listen, if you can't make it to Chicago, we're going to be videoing the entire thing, and we're going to make those videos available to everyone that's a pro member on our website, thatcc.com. So if you have a pro membership, I'm telling you, it's the best way for you and your team to get your hands on all the content on our website. So the Chicago conference will be on there, San Diego's on there, our last Atlanta conferences are on there, even last year's Chicago videos are already on there. Now, all this is practical, hands-on teaching from people doing what you're doing in the church. So we're all learning from one another, and we're getting to know other people that are doing what we're doing all across the country. So let me put things in perspective here as far as getting your hands on these videos. The ticket to the conference, if you wanted to show up in person, is currently $349. So you'd show up, you'd have a great day, eat some good food, meet some great people, and then you're out. You're done for $349. The annual cost to join as a pro member on our site is $489. So for just $49, which is our monthly membership cost to the site, if you wanted to sign up for just a month, $49, you can sign up for the monthly pro account. You could watch the Chicago workshop. You can try and watch all the content and all and take advantage of all the resources we have on the site. And then you could just cancel. You could just do that. Well, why in the world would I tell you to do that? Well, it's because we've had so many people, dozens of people that have had that same intention. But once they saw all the amazing content that the pro membership gave them, they just stuck around. So the best value by far is the annual membership for $489 if you just do the math. But feel free to sign up for the monthly to check things out. And then a month later, if you want to stick around and sign up for the annual, we'll credit that $49 back to you. So there's really no risk here involved if you just want to sign up for the monthly and be done. So hopefully that makes sense. Go to thatcc.com to check out all the details. Well, let's get back to our interview with Matt Morrison. And like I said earlier, this process that Matt has, once you hear it, you're going to be kicking yourself for not having this kind of system in place on your website. It's an unbelievably simple tool that for sure will make you work smarter, not harder. We're all looking for that little line not to cross, right? So Matt even has some graphics that he shares from his screen for our pro members to watch online in case you needed another reason to sign up for the pro membership. So sit up, don't relax, and learn from our time with Matt Morrison. Well, welcome to That Church Podcast. For those of you listening via the podcast, or also welcome visually to all those that are pro members that are watching this interview this week. I'm Van Baer, the co-founder of That Church Conference, and I'm here with Justin Dean, the other co-founder of That Church Conference. Justin, how you doing, man?
Hey, Van. Doing good, man. Getting ready for Chicago. It's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah. I mean, by the time we air this and get this up, it's going to be right at it. I mean,
a couple weeks out.
Yeah. This goes up when we think it does. We're going to be in Chicago. Yeah. 10 days after that. So that'll be good. So we are actually getting ready for Chicago, even though we're like 85 days out.
Oh, you got it, man. Like, I'm already in panic mode, just trying to get everything done. It's crazy what goes into these events, man. But
if only you had somebody else that could help you.
I know. I need like a co-founder, like a partner or something. Be helpful.
Yeah. Good luck with that. So, but that is going to be a cool conference and workshop. It's going to be a one-day intensive. The communicators we're going to have coming in, they're going to be able to the people in the room, and of course, it'll be streamed online. Literally, hand you something to take back to your church and implement right away, whether it's church communications or social media or PR or email marketing or whatever it is, they're going to be able to equip you that day. So for anybody interested in that, just go to thatcc.com. All the sublinks will be at the top of the site, and be sure and sign up for that soon. But, you know, part of the benefit of doing the workshops and having the conference and doing the podcast is that we get to meet people usually from all over the country, which is our country, the United States.
Best country there is, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. To be honest. But
people from all over the world.
Apparently, we're going international because we're breaking up north into Canada. And we've actually found a guy that can help make our lives easier. And we'll explain all that in just a second. But we'd like to welcome in Matt Morrison from Church OS. Matt, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you guys doing today?
Very good. So tell our listeners where you are in Canada that makes us finally an international podcast.
We are up located on the far west coast in Vancouver.
Nice. I hear it's beautiful.
It is. You do need to come visit someday.
We should do that. Absolutely. I think Justin and I were talking before we hit record that we might just have to do a conference in Canada.
That Canada Church Conference. I love it.
I can guarantee you guys at least one attendee.
At least one.
half our population there.
That's all we need. Tickets are $20,000, so that'll work out great. Yeah.
So Matt, what is because here in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a church literally on every corner. What's the church life like in Vancouver?
It's definitely a little bit smaller density. I was telling you guys earlier that the population of Canada is essentially the population, I think, of California, maybe even a little bit less. So there's not quite as many people, and we're spread out a bit further. But there's still, I think, about 18,000 churches all told up here. So definitely
a lot. Just the Vancouver area?
No, in Canada.
Oh, in Canada. 18,000 in Canada.
Yeah.
Wow. I think there's that many in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think there's that many in like the city we're in right now.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea.
Well, then that's just an easier job for Canadians to reach everybody with the gospel.
There you go. Can do it a lot quicker. I like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, the reason we have you on today is that in the church communications world, it's rarely do we get to wear one hat and one hat alone, and we end up doing a plethora of things, whether it's posting on social media, getting graphics ready, getting sermon preps, doing, you know, whatever. But you actually and your company have developed a way of making our lives a little bit easier when it comes to communicating directly to the people that attend your church. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got to the company, and what you've been doing before today. And then let's jump into, you know, the tools that can make our lives a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge piece of why we got started doing what we're doing. I'll give you kind of the 2-minute idea of what ChurchOS is and why I'm doing what I am today. I was essentially a church volunteer who, as most know with any kind of tech background, often get asked to help out in a part of the website and or a part of the church and are happy to do it. And so I was building our church website, asked a buddy of mine to help and say, you know, what could we build for us? And we were kind of creating it all and at the same time as having our own web development company. And so we're building this thing out and realizing kind of the features that go into it are so much more than a business needs, which is, you know, here's our services page, our product page, and you put a contact us number on there and you're good to go and you can kind of leave it for 5 years. But a church is kind of this week to week, so much content to put out there, features, the way that a calendar needs to work, the sermon player needs to work, all these different pieces. We're getting calls, you know, 10 times a week from our church administrator. Meanwhile, these clients that are paying us thousands aren't bugging us at all. And we're like, oh shoot, what are churches doing? If they don't have someone like us there, what's the solution? And I think it didn't take us long to kind of Google around and realize they're not finding solutions.
Right.
Or we start getting phone calls from other churches saying, hey, we saw what you did for those guys. Could you help us too? And we're like, it's like, it's not sustainable. And so basically the heart of ChurchOS was founded with the idea that rather than every church trying to reinvent this wheel and figure out in-house or, you know, muster together the budget to make it work, what if we could actually create this thing really well once, so all those features worked the way they needed to, and then every church can just kind of like pitch in their small portion to make it work. And so, yeah, we started back in 2010 with that vision in mind, and kind of been growing organically since then. With I'd say the last year or two, we're now kind of really starting to ramp it up and increase our reach right across Canada and then down into the States, and just letting churches know what we're doing and what we've created. And like exactly like you said, the heart of it is to try and make your life easier, because often churches don't have a web developer on staff. And so we really wanted to say, well, what if we could kind of be that to you? What if we could, you know, when something goes wrong or when you have an idea of how it could work better, you give us a call, and we'll make the, you know, we'll talk about making the update for you. But then best of all, even if you don't call us for 6 months, we're still going to be there working on things and making it better. And so I love this, you know, every month we get to send all of our churches an update to say, hey, guess what? Your website can do this now. And, you know, all they're doing is paying like a small monthly, you know, $40 fee to us. And we get to say, hey, we've done all this stuff for the past month for you. So it's been a lot of fun and it's been working really well.
Wow. Awesome. What a great resource for the church. I mean, there's you know, dozens of services like this popping up, but I love, yeah. I mean, you guys have been doing this 7 years. Like, that's incredible. So
was the web around 7 years ago? In the church world, I didn't think anybody had a website.
Yeah, definitely not in the church world.
Yeah.
So through that, you ended up, you know, making life easier just from a web development standpoint, but in the process, you know, like we said, we wear a lot of hats. And a lot of churches wish they could communicate better with their congregation, and they lean more on social media or the web pages, but actually there might be a smarter way to do that. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys developed there?
Yeah, definitely. So about just over a year ago, we had to eat a bit of humble pie when I was in an elders meeting at our church, and one of the elders looked at me and said, you know, Matt, I've never actually visited our church website. And it was one of those like shot to the heart moments where I'm like, what am I doing in life if our elders aren't visiting the site? And it was honestly the start of a train of thought that actually really came together for me that, you know, we know the websites are great for first time visitors. They're going to Google you guys and pull up your site and say, is this the right fit for me and my family? And we know it's great when someone at the church has a specific concern when they're trying to find out what time an event starts or find some info about a ministry. You know, they're going to know to pull up the church website. But I think when we talk about church communicators really trying to think about how to reach their congregations with the pieces of information they need, the reality is that no one's grabbing a cup of coffee on a Monday morning and pulling up the church website and saying, "What's new this week?" Like, it's just not happening. And that's we just don't have the time to really do that, or we don't think to do it. Like, it's not a part of our workflow. And so on our end, we've kind of been giving that some thought and thinking, well, you're already taking the time in your week to load the events in, to load the photos in, to load the content and the titles and the dates, the sermons. You're already getting it all into the website. So what if we could create a really simple way where you could actually just pull in the key details, drop it into an email, and send it to their inbox? I guess there's always a good debate around, is email the best way? Is social media the best way? And I think that's a great conversation to have. But I think the reality is that whether it be for work or personal stuff, people are still checking their emails. And so we thought, we won't ask them to come to the website on Monday morning, but we can bring the key parts of it back to them in their inbox. And so we've been really excited to put that feature together as part of it. But I think just the concept overall of churches kind of utilizing email in a bit of a smarter way, I think could really be quite a powerful strategy.
So what would a church, you think, whether they use your system or they use MailChimp or anything else to do, essentially what you're talking about is like an email newsletter that ties people back in your website. What kind of content should they be thinking about putting in that from day to day or week, whenever they send it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the key thing we want to eliminate right out of the gate, and admittedly, before we created this feature, my pastor used to type up this full email every week. It was probably 3 or 4 paragraphs long, and I hope he's not watching, but I had my hand on the delete key as that email came through.
So you wouldn't actually take the time to read your email from your
pastor? Right? Wow. I know.
Is that just how all the Canadians are?
We're not recording right now, are we? I just need to, this is like a confession.
Now we know why there's no churches in Canada. They don't even care.
Oh, shoot. It's all coming together. But the idea is that if we're not taking the time to communicate, I mean, everyone watching this, I'm sure, knows this, that if we're not taking the time to communicate well, that we're not valuing people's time and they're not going to give us the time of day in return. Mm. And so the idea of thinking through, I mean, as with all communication, it's kind of those basic principles of you keep it simple. If we can use graphics to engage the eye a little bit more so that it's a little bit fun to look at, a good example I think of is like Instagram. Like, it's so visually driven that it's actually fun to open up and just kind of scan through. And so, I mean, I'll talk a little bit about specifically what we've created with Church OS, but I think at the end of the day, it's nothing that couldn't be done with any, no matter who your website's with or whatever. The idea being that we take, so if you say, you know, this is the event, this barbecue coming up on Friday, I really need people to know about it because we need them to bring specific items. You can select that event, bring it in, and right away, the first thing it does is has the picture as the primary piece of content that people see when they open their email. Because again, it's a lot easier to look at than a whole bunch of text. It's not overwhelming. They scroll down a little bit. There's the title of the event. There's the date. Now we've already got two pieces of content in front of them that they otherwise wouldn't have read if it was in the middle of a paragraph somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then we put a short little blurb that says whatever the very most important thing we need them to know is, you know, really hope you'll come out this Friday. And you know, there's a few things we need you to bring depending on whatever the last letter or your name or what, I don't know, every church is going to be different with that. But then the idea is that we can put a link right back to our website from there. So even if the content is longer, let's not put it in the email because this is kind of their sacred inbox. And again, they're probably ready with that delete key, just as we are with all of our emails, but it's like, we want to value it. So then, you know, click it, get them to go back to the website because that's something they're seeing they wouldn't have. But then, let's say that doesn't capture them. All of a sudden they see below that another picture. What's that? And they're scrolling up. And so again, the importance being just keeping it really simple, keeping the content short and just driving them back when the content captures them. But other than that, I'm thinking we can show upcoming events. If there's any key announcements in the church, if there's a latest sermon you've just posted to the website, like I said, you're taking the time to put the content up there anyways. Let's bring people back to it so they can actually see it.
Yeah, so many questions. So what were the odds that when the pastor was sending out emails, were they using some kind of email delivery system, or was it just like Outlook at the time?
my experiences, and this is funny because this is the type of thing that could differ from obviously church size to church size, but even location, like in Canada, we would hold workshops pretty regularly, and I'd kind of take a show of hands of who knew about MailChimp, and it was like 5% of people even knew that MailChimp was a thing. Right. So I think right now those newsletters are going out commonly with like PDFs attached of their bulletin, or it's just text written.
Well, the reason I was asking, I was just wondering if there were like any data as far as open rates, you know, before you implemented something like this versus open rates versus after you implemented.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, we didn't really, I didn't have a ton of experience on that side of it beforehand to say. My guess would be that the open rates wouldn't be too bad because it's coming from a trusted source. I attended this church, so I'm going to open the email, but I bet you if anything, it would, well, sorry, I'll tell you this from a, it's not statistical, but the amount of people that were like, I had no idea that event was happening, but three emails had gone out was all the open rate, click-through rate we needed to know of like people weren't engaging with the content and so didn't know things were happening.
So you've actually talked about, because I mean, MailChimp's out there and you can kind of create that. I mean, I've jumped into MailChimp and I don't know anything about Constant Contact, but you still kind of have to know what you're doing as far as what you're pulling in, especially if it's content from your website that you've already used.
Yeah.
You just drop it in hyperlinks. But you guys have actually developed a system that takes whatever you've actually built on the website and more of a drag and drop. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I really don't want to hear that I'm throwing MailChimp under the bus at all in this I think what they've created is a great solution in if you need to build out a newsletter, and their user experience is getting better every day for how simple it is to say, drop a photo in there, upload it, put the text in there. And those are all good things. My experience putting those newsletters together, though, is that they can still take anywhere from half an hour to an hour. And that is even generous for some. They're like, oh, I'm spending 2 or 3 hours. And we ask churches all the time, how much time are you spending? And so it varies from 30 minutes to 4 hours sometimes. So going back to the original idea here of how do we save time is like, you've already got all that content. So what we created was a way where you say, add new block. And then you say, I want to show an event. And then it shows you all your events that are upcoming. And you say, there's the barbecue. And so we just bring in the picture, the title, the link, the blurb. You can edit the blurb if you want to just shorten it up a bit for the purpose of the email. You're done. Next block, sermon. Next block, event. And like we've got it down to like a minute 15 for building your email to send it out. Yeah. So yeah,
that makes so much sense. You're already building all that on your website. It's great to not have to copy and paste everything. And
exactly.
You can choose what gets pulled over and whatnot. I mean, that sounds like such a good system, especially if your site's built on your systems. So
great. Yeah, so if you're using a Squarespace or a WordPress site right now, like I think MailChimp is going to solve this problem for you. It might just mean a little bit more involved in the process, but yeah, we were excited when we realized that kind of connection we could have because we already have everything right within
the website. Just from a disclaimer standpoint, for our listeners, what Matt's talking about is built and it's proprietary on the Church OS platform. But the reason we don't mind talking about that is because one, Matt, we know Matt's heart. He wasn't on here trying to sell anything or pitch anything. But when we look at the heart for the people that are communicating in the church, we're all so stinking busy. So it's our pleasure to introduce some people to a different way or maybe a better way of at least, you know, problem solving and managing your time better. Because I mean, I'm nowhere close to a guru on MailChimp. I think I know my ins and outs, but if I'm doing anything from an update, you're right. It's at least an hour.
I don't even give Van access to our MailChimp because I don't want him to mess anything up. That's for sure. But I think stuff like this is perfect for a smaller church in particular. I mean, I can just imagine somebody who's part-time or volunteer, or even just a single staff person doing all communications and web and stuff. They get overwhelmed with having to update the website alone than having to build MailChimp campaigns and send those out regularly and do them well. Like that's a lot for someone. So tools like this, we'd love to hear more about because it makes it easier on churches that have little resources, which is, you know, 99% of the churches out there.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it, just as a side note too, one thing we've been able to do that's nice is build the kind of the subscription side of it, the manage your subscribers, the statistics all right into the system as well. So you're getting kind of like all that plug and play stuff. And I think, you know, this is a great point, is that I think there's a lot of churches out there, specifically the ones with full-time communications people running, that might say, well, I need to specifically design it this way and all of that. And that's great. And I think there's a lot of solutions out there. But I think what we've really found is our sweet spot is kind of those smaller churches, maybe even under 300, where you don't yet can't afford that full-time communications person.
Yeah.
But where we can say, hey, we're going to keep working on this thing and building it and just getting it better with time.
So all this sounds great. And since we are videoing this though, Matt, I would love for our pro members to be able to see what you're actually talking about. So through Zoom, you've got the ability to share your screen. So if you can pull that up and just kind of walk us through what that looks like and how easy this is to, you know, create an email communication like this.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I want to see what it looks like.
Absolutely. Let me just pull this up here. I'm going to log into a demo website. So all the content's very, very sample-y here.
Yeah, awesome.
You guys see that okay right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's perfect.
Perfect. So the idea here is that we're kind of in our admin section where we'd manage our newsletter. So just to kind of show the simplicity here, we got the option to create a newsletter, which then asks us right out of the gate, what do you want the email subject to be? So we kind of throw in a default one here, but obviously it's great if you can make that a little bit more engaging or connected or something specifically about the content. You can also choose if you want to specify this to a specific list within your church. So maybe just the people in the men's ministry or just youth leaders or whatever it is, you can have people sign up for different lists that way. So we'll just keep it with our general right now.
I like the subject. There's three events this week. You won't believe what's number three.
There we go.
I don't get enough, man.
I love it. So the idea here is that we've just created a basic layout based on your what we know of your church with your logo and your coloring and all of that. And then so you get your kind of logo at the top with your contact info at the bottom, and then you just populate the middle sections with your contents. So we'll hit add section here. And then right away it says, well, what kind of content do you want to add for this section? So we'll say we'll add an event. And then it'll show us the upcoming events at our church. So we'll grab our community prayer night.
And these are the ones that are already on the website.
Yeah, exactly. These are the ones you've preloaded. So based on you choosing that event, we know here's your headline for the event. There's your date. And all of this is editable. So that's really nice because, you know, you might want to change something for this context specifically, like just 2 days left to sign up or something like that.
Right.
So again, here's where we've just pulled in our sample text, but it's too long for an email. So we're going to tighten that up. So it's just a little bit shorter there. And then it's going to give us a button for read more, but we might want to say, you know, register now. And then it gives us the link to it and it pulls in our photo. And so we're like, yeah, this is all good. Hit save section. And then so our newsletter has got its first section ready to go.
Wow, it's beautiful too.
Register now. So then for the sake of a little bit more here, because some people are wondering, well, what if it's not in the website yet or something specific, just a little note I want to send to my congregation, you can hit custom. And then you could actually just say, you know, note for everyone, parking lot's going to be closed off on the west side this week or whatever it would be. And then you can add it that way in. Or you can pick your latest sermon series you're working on or a news post, wow, like I said. And then you can always reorder everything. And yeah, super, super simple. I wonder if I'm going to be able to just show you guys just for fun what this would look like loaded up. I'm logged in, so it's not going to be perfect, but just load it up on a phone, just right, how that comes through.
Yeah, how it scales it down for a phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So just like
really nice for mobile. And like I said, we really wanted to almost make it feel like you're opening up Instagram by opening up an email.
It does look very Instagram looking. I mean, that's such a great format. How easy it is to just pull in each event.
Do you really have the ability to see it based on the phone type?
Yeah, that's a Chrome feature when you're in developer mode. It's really nice.
That's very cool. It does matter. I mean, size matters. And when you're looking at the screen, I mean, even just one of the, I was getting ready to put out via MailChimp, I had to change the box I wanted people to click on because the text was wrapping around, didn't want it to.
Yeah.
But that was just really on a general mobile setting. So on somebody else's phone, it may have looked fine. That's really interesting.
I just want you to know I'm letting that one go. So
yeah. I know exactly what you're referring to. And we'll
okay.
One last note here is if you wanted, when you're making this, you want to send yourself a copy of it. If you want to just see how it looks, you can just do that before sending it to the whole, you know, community. And then you can hit here to schedule to send. So if you wanted to go out at a certain time, you just fire it off that way. And you get one last chance when you schedule to send to choose your what list you're sending it to and the email subject again.
Man, this is brilliant. This is really well done. Like I'm really, really impressed. So this is great. And you are not paying us to say that. Like this is like, honestly, I'm it's cool that you had this all ready to go, because we kind of just sprung it on you. But it's really neat, man. This is such a good tool for churches. Like this would work.
Yeah, I've said that we've been doing this for 6 years, and this development in the last year has been the greatest innovation since we started, where I'm like, aha, like light bulb moment.
This is like, I mean, churches have a person on staff sometimes just to put together the email newsletter, and you basically, you know, put that person out of work, or you feed them up to do social media.
There we go. We freed them up. Let's say it that way. We freed them up. We're not putting anyone out of work here.
I love it.
That's great. Thanks for sharing your screen and doing that. That's, and just again, just so people know, we just, when we find some kind of innovation like that, we want to let people know about it. So let me get out of this. So it's, yeah. Because that's a time saver. And I was sitting there watching and going, we don't have that. We'll never have that because of our website, but you're right. There's so many churches that haven't made the plunge even to have a nice website or a website at all.
Yeah,
and that could be a nice starting point. So very cool. Well, Matt, for people that want to get in contact with you and find out more about Church OS or just pick your brain on the different ways of doing digital, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, definitely. You can take a look at our website at churchos.com just to get a bit of a sense of who we are. We tell a bit of our story on there and get a bit of a sense of what we offer. But otherwise, if you'd want to contact me directly, I'd love to chat with you and just see whether or not what we've created could be a good fit. I know, you know, with each church, it's always, everyone's unique in terms of what they're doing and what their arrangement is. And so if you want us to do kind of a one-on-one demo, just to take a look at it, tell us what you're going through, and then I can tell you whether or not we can solve that problem for you. I'd love to chat. You can reach me direct at matt@churchos.com or our number's on our website if you want to connect that way.
Oh, cool.
It's awesome, man.
Well, thanks for taking the time out and for helping the church as much as y'all do. We really do appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, so appreciate you guys having me on. And like I said, I love what you guys are doing, and just keep going. And hopefully one day we can get you up here.
We'll get there.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to That Church Podcast with Justin Dean and Van Baird. Visit us at thatcc.com for additional resources for church communicators.